I had a nightmare last night that we used up the last scrap of fossil fuels on the planet. Power went out all over the world, what was left of it, what with all the pollution, and then all-out chaos ensued.
I don't think that will happen, Don. So much research is being directed toward alternative energy solutions that it's hard to keep up with all of them. Take geothermal energy, for instance.
Hot rocks?
Yep. Granite deep in the earth holds heat that, with a little ingenuity, can be harvested for electricity.
Do tell.
The process engineers call enhanced geothermal involves drilling several holes 2 to 3 miles into the earth. The granite contains a broad network of cracks that can be widened with pressurized water. Water is pumped into a hole, and its temperature rises to superheated conditions as it travels through the system of cracks. When it exits through another hole, the drop in pressure causes the water to boil and release steam that creates electricity via a steam turbine. Exactly the same pressure drop process causes Old Faithful to blow off so regularly.
And it doesn't emit pollutants?
Nope.
It sounds pretty cool, but is it worth all the work required?
Well, the cost of drilling won't be cheap, and there are concerns as to whether the relatively low temperature heat is worth those costs. At the same time, this isn't a new phenomenon. Geothermal energy is already being successfully exploited in other areas of the world. An Energy Department study suggests geothermal energy has the potential to produce 10% of the electricity in the United States by 2050.
Sounds promising. I'll sleep a lot better, though, once fossil fuels have been replaced for good.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Robert Winch in Geological Sciences. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.